Somatic stories from one generation to another. Cells are so smart. They remember. They carry the imprint of lived experience, mine, yours, ours. So many people think that bodies are mechanical and unfeeling. It's only nerve endings that feel pain or pleasure, they say. But you and I know that is not true. We know our bodies exist in a wholeness of self-experience that expresses and celebrates and armors and defends in a profoundly intelligent way. We know that wounding and resilience are deeply embodied experiences. We also know that we pass embodied knowledge on to future generations. Cutting-edge scientists of your day called the biological dimension of intergenerational trauma transmission epigenetics. I call it being human. I carry your stories in my bones, blood, and tissues. Stories of wounding, as well as stories of great courage and strength. You knew that the way your body was clutching to wounds, those inflicted during your own life, and those passed on to you from your family and ancestors, were holding you back from showing up in the world the way you wanted to, from doing your part to tip the scales of justice in the great turning. You knew there was a relationship between your personal healing and collective transformation. You understood that the trauma responses patterned into your nervous system kept you in survival mode. You understood that the trauma responses patterned into collective systems, like organizations and communities you were part of, also kept those bodies in survival mode. You sought to shift those patterns into something more generative and celebratory. You knew that bodies were hurting, and you worked so hard, maybe sometimes too hard, to heal that pain. The trauma of displacement, the trauma of sexual violence, the trauma of witnessing mass death, extinction, and suffering. You held that and so much more in your body. I remember how your back spasmed and depression swept over you when the intensity of intergenerational Jewish trauma was too intense for your body to contain. I remember how the rash on your right arch became inflamed when the toxicity of familial shame and silencing could not release itself through your skin. I remember how you got a bronchial infection when immigration policy threatened to tear dear friendship apart. In those times, the earth told you, "Lay down upon me. Give your pain back to me to turn into new life." The oceans told you, "Feel the waves wash over your heart. Soak your feet in salt water and treat them with tea tree and calendula. Swim." The wind told you, "Allow new life to be breathed into you. Trust in the newness arriving." The fire told you, "That statuette wants to go through the fire 3 times. It will transform something in you. Tend your fires with humility." You followed those instructions. You held faith. You persisted with patience. You danced. You sang. You offered a flute song to the night birds. You rested when you needed to. Your journey required great endurance. You mourned for the dead and praised the living. You apprenticed to both pleasure and pain and emerged with ever fresh ways of perceiving the worlds around and within you. You went forth and shared what you could with others. The world's soul healed a little bit through your work. I am grateful for your dedication. I hope you feel proud. Thanks to your dedication to somatic transformation and intergenerational healing, I no longer have to carry those same wounds. The rage, grief, and pain of our grandmothers and great-grandmothers and so on do not plague me the way they plagued you. I danced freely right out of the womb. I was born into a world still feeling the pulsations of earthquake and drought that even 7 generations cannot undo. Earth time is much longer than human time. But even so, I was born into a community of people who remember the place they came from and the teachings of their ancestors. Teachings that continue to foster this great turning. Ancestral healing in your time was fringe, occult, new age. Genealogy research was something retired old people did. Many people of your time, especially white people, were so disconnected from their cultures and places of origin that they scoffed at such explorations and heartfelt commitments to ancestral healing. Because you and people like you did that work despite the scoffers, many of us now are free from the clutch of hungry ghosts. We still mourn the dead and remember their stories and spirits, but we do so with an embodied spaciousness and liberated reverence that the collective body of your generation simply could not. There is more joy in the world now, more caring, more compassion. We embody these qualities instead of the fear and greed that drove so much of the conquest and industry eras. We can feel water moving in our bodies. Not only the energetic quality of water, but literally the undulating and flowing molecules that make up over 70% of our bodies. We can feel the marrow in our bones, dense and thick, moving inside the hollow of our limbs. We can discern one lung from another and support our own breath through consciously toning our organs. Knowing our bodies is not a superpower. It is a birthright. While many people's eyes glaze with confusion at the abstract concept of embodiment, you and I smile with the secret that our bodies are the most tangible things we know. Humans, particularly those who lost their cultural knowledge through trauma, displacement, and assimilation, are finally remembering how to listen to the wisdom of their bodies. They are remembering that our bodies are Earth Body and that our stories are connected. This remembering has been integral in the Great Turning. May this wisdom never be lost again.